From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, bad acting. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, April 11th, 2008. The reason I am chuckling is because there's going to be a debut on the show of the Bryant Park Project Players. At the end of the show.
Debut, that's a little lofty. It's a little lofty now.
Well, there's going to be some tape.
Yeah, there's going to be some tape.
Of the Bryant Park Project Players. I don't know if you've heard this new movie about President Bush is going to be coming out.
Oliver Stone.
There are some allegedly, some paper. Well, there's something floating around. It is floating around the internet. Claiming to be the first few pages of
The script. Yeah.
Reported by major mainstream news organizations. But after reading them, we're not so sure. So we're going to become thespians and let you decide if you think this is actually indeed a few pages of the script.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Skills.
I got skills. That's
you
all
do.
I want to say.
I think you were the star at the end.
Skills. Okay, getting on to what's on our show this hour, we're going to get a little catch-up on Tibet, with all the protests going on related to the Olympics and the relay, the torch relay. We're going to drill down on Tibet's history. How did this whole thing get started in the first place? The battle, longstanding conflict over Tibet's independence or lack thereof. We're going to talk with an expert.
Also, of course, every Friday, we bring you the week in Iraq. So much happened this week. General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker were on the Hill. The president spoke about troop rotation yesterday. There were casualties on the ground in country. We will recap.
And movies with Daniel Holloway. We invite him in. He usually gives us amazing, amazing advice on what to see over the weekend. And I gotta say, Daniel dropped the ball last week. He recommended something. I went and saw it because I think he's a genius. And so I'm going to confront Daniel with that issue.
You're going to challenge our movie
reviewer. Challenge him.
We'll also get to today's headlines in just a minute. But first, a Marine suspected of murder has been nabbed south of the border. Fugitive Marine Corporal Cesar Lorian is in custody in Mexico after a three-month international manhunt.
Local authorities charged Corporal Lorian with the first-degree murder of fellow Marine Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach after her burned remains were found buried in his backyard near Camp Lejeune in North Carolina January 11th. Officials believe Lorian fled that day. Lauterbach had disappeared in mid-December, 8 months pregnant.
Lauterbach had accused Lorian of rape. Investigators were looking into the charge when she was murdered.
Lorian was captured around 7 p.m. Eastern time last night. Mexican authorities had been investigating a kidnapping unconnected to the Marine when they came upon Lorian and soon realized he was wanted by the FBI. NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, was also involved in the arrest. FBI spokesperson Amy Thorson says Lorian didn't resist.
We are just very happy that this happened without incident and that we are able to bring him back here.
But about that back here, Mexico refuses to release to the U.S. Army any fugitive who may be given the death penalty. The DA of Onslow County, North Carolina, where Camp Lejeune is located, had to take execution off the table to get Lorian extradited.
I was very happy that he was apprehended. Unfortunately, I was hoping that he would be apprehended in America so that we still could seek the death penalty.
As for the situation back home, Captain Rick Sutherland of the Onslow County Sheriff's Office told the CBS Early Show the capture brings relief to Lauterbach's family, but the story is not yet over.
I know that they are glad that this part of the situation is over, but still they're seeking closure with the criminal trial that will come sometime in the future.
The arrest was a welcome news for the Marine Corps, which had faced criticism for not doing more to investigate the victim's allegations that she had been raped. Earlier yesterday, the Marines responded to questions submitted by Ohio Congressman Michael Turner. He said the Marine Corps took 7 months to look into the matter and did not adequately protect Lauerbach. The Marine Corps said that it fully investigated and that Lauerbach told investigators she didn't feel Lorian posed a threat to her.
It's not yet clear when Lorian will actually return to the United States. If he decides to waive extradition, it could be a matter of days. If he fights it, it could take more than a year.
You can keep up to date and up to speed on this story by going to npr.org. Now let's get some more headlines.